For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Colblugo. A Marine Corps officer responsible for training recruits at a South Carolina base where a violently abused military volunteer committed suicide admitted today he's guilty of dereliction of duty and other charges. Lieutenant Colonel Joshua Kissoon also pleaded guilty to making false statements and conduct unbecoming of an officer. He's on trial at Quantico in Virginia. Kissoon was in command at the Marine Corps' Paris Island Training Center at a time when drill instructors abused recruits and, in some instances, targeted Muslim American recruits. The abuse came to light after Raheel Sadiq of Michigan fell three stories to his death in March 2016. Officials ruled his death a suicide. Five Marines were convicted or pleaded guilty for their roles in the Paris Island recruit abuse scandal. Talks of how to spend $8.2 billion resumed today at the State House. The State House of Representatives entered its second day of deliberations over the state's budget plan after approving dozens of sections of the budget yesterday with little to no debate or dissent. Also, in a symbolic gesture, the State House voted to freeze future spending by the Public Service Commission, the agency charged with regulating the state's utilities. The commission has found itself embroiled in controversy in the aftermath of the failed nuclear reactor project at the VC Summer Station. It approved nine utility rate increases that helped fund the $9 billion debacle. The state Senate is set to debate a proposal that would increase the penalty for threatening a school or a student. The Senate Judiciary Committee today unanimously approved the bill, which comes nearly 1 month after the shooting in Florida that left 17 students and faculty dead. The bill's sponsor, Senator Sandy Senn of Charleston, said the bill closes a legal gap.
And so the other statutes that kids are being arrested under, disturbing the schools, assault, those really are not appropriate charges. Law enforcement recognizes it. The solicitors recognize it. So this basically is going to give this type of action a place to live within our jurisprudence, and it's needed.
Penalties under the new bill include increased fines and jail sentences. Governor Henry McMaster and transportation officials met today for a roundtable discussion on President Donald Trump's infrastructure plan. Last year, state lawmakers passed a gas tax bill to shore up funds to fix the state's crumbling roads. State Transportation Secretary Christy Hall said those funds are going toward fixing interstate corridors.
From our perspective at the state level, those interstate corridors, both urban and those rural sections that we have not quite been able to get to, will be very high on our priority list to look to try to advance going forward. And that is one element that's spoken to explicitly by the administration's proposal, is to look towards investment on rural sections of interstate.
Transportation Secretary Christy Hall. An inmate is suing the State Department of Corrections for failing to test inmates for a potentially fatal liver disease. Attorneys for Russell Geisler today filed a federal lawsuit accusing the agency of violating inmates' rights by not testing them for hepatitis C. The lawsuit alleges a violation of the Eighth Amendment barring cruel and unusual punishment. The lawsuit, if successful, could require the Department of Corrections to spend millions of dollars to treat possibly thousands of inmates with the disease. One person was airlifted to a hospital with life-threatening injuries following an accident at a Midlands plant. The state newspaper of Columbia reports first responders were called to the Diamond Pet Food Plant in Lexington County for an entrapment. A county spokesman said the person was pinned in some sort of an elevator shaft at the plant. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.